And joining us now, we have from Lynx Candles, Nick and Lily Green. Welcome into the golf shop.
Hey. Thank you.
Thanks, Mog. How are you?
Well, doing awesome. All right, so there's a great story behind this. I know there has to be. So how does Lynx Candles get started?
Well, the person who really started was Lily, so I'll let her tell the story.
All right.
So basically, my dad and I, we love to watch Shark Tank. And one day we were watching it, and I said, hey, Dad, we need a product because I want to go on Shark Tank. And he said, okay, well, let's come up with a product. And so my dad is in the golf business, and as a family, we love candles. So we decided to create a business that links together family, candles, and the golf business.
Nice. Now, Lily, do you think you can handle Mr. Wonderful?
Well, we're working on that.
Well, that was one of the it's interesting you mentioned Mr. Wonderful, because Lily said, I want to be on Shark Tank. And I said, well, we need two things. We need a product. And if Mr. Wonderful is going to be happy, we need some profit. So we need sales.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because I watched the show with my daughter as well, and we've had the same conversation, just haven't come up with something cool like you guys. Maybe we're just lazy, but I think one of the things you have to go in there knowing is they're going to hammer you pretty hard, and they're going to say, hey, a good idea is not necessarily a business. Do you have a business? And so when you face that from a Mark Cuban or a Mr. Wonderful, are you guys when do you think you might be ready for that kind of a showdown?
That's a good question. Lily, what do you think?
I think we need to make sure that we have a lot of profit and a lot of sales before we go in.
Yeah.
We at least need to wait like a year and a half.
Yeah, you almost have to wait to go on that show until you don't need that show anymore. I mean, otherwise they're not interested.
That's right. That's right. Well, my company, my day job, is helping companies and brands come to market and help them in the golf business with their communications. So this has been a great learning for both of us, and for Lily to get an understanding of margin and profit and sourcing and all of the things that people in not only the golf business, in all businesses, need to do to make sure they can turn a profit and keep Mr. Wonderful and Cuban happy.
Well, when I heard that there were golf-themed candles, I must admit, my mind went in one direction that was wrong, that there was just going to be humorous, like a scent called Shank or Duffet or whatever. And so then I realized, okay, it's not going to be funny that way. Is it going to be like Vitalis and Barbicide and Clubman, those scents that you have in the men's locker room? And I wasn't sure how people would feel about that. So how did you guys settle on the scents that you've come up with?
Well, though I like the name Duffet, that could be a good one. You know, my company's McDuff, so there is an element of duffing in most golfers nowadays, as you know. So the scents came about because we tested and tried a lot, dozens, before we found the scents that we liked and other people liked. We had focus groups, if you like, of family and friends. And we came up with, how many have we got, Lily?
We've got 10 candles.
And so those scents are based around the game of golf, and we gave them names like Beach, and we have one called Dirt, which is patchouli. It's a well-known scent. That is the kind of scent you'd smell in the men's locker room.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Or on Haight Ashbury in the 60s.
Well, exactly. That's another show. And Magnolia, after a certain place, which we won't name the name of the road,
exactly.
And Ocean,
right, yeah.
Pine, those kinds of scents that people were familiar with. We've had fun coming up with the names, and we're having fun selling them.
I mean, did you think of going, Mike said earlier, Shank and stuff like that? I mean, did you think like Lost Ball or something like that, where, it's in the deep woods where there's a combination of, off and, pine trees or something like that?
Yeah, and I think that like all businesses, one never knows where it's going to go.
Right.
And I think there could be an element where there's a more humorous side to the story. We're really keying in on the golf gifts market, and I wouldn't say it's serious for serious golfers by any means. We're selling to men and women, and it's a great gift for mom and dad at Christmas time and holiday season. But essentially, we're starting with the names and the scents that we're familiar with, and then maybe we'll steal your idea and then come up with Duff and Shank and you know, all those other things that we do on the golf course.
Well, if you can, share for us one of those aha moments with one of the scents that you worked on it, you worked on it, you worked on it, it just wasn't right, and then you knew when you had it. And I guess by contrast, maybe a story about a, you know, a, an impediment you guys had to overcome right away that maybe you didn't expect.
Well, I think the biggest, one of the key things for the candles for us and for the business is we wanted to be made in America. And we are made in America. Our candles are made on the East Coast. And Lily and I source different places, and you can get candles, 100% soy candles, in China considerably more cheaply than we source them for. So that was a key element within sourcing. Within the scent, we have probably 50 different candles in the back of different scents. And the ultimate focus group was my wife and I and Lily and our son Jack. And if we didn't get four votes and picks in the we like it column, it got dumped. So you know, it was a trial and error for sure.
So did Goose Poop get dumped?
Yeah, that we slept on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing, you know, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here. I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, you got like the West Coast. I mean, I was thinking Pebble Beach and Augusta, but you can't use those names, so you got to kind of get creative. You almost have to say like, you know, Southern Course or West Coast Course kind of a thing. But I do like the fact that, you know, out on the website, and it's linkscandles.com, that you do have individual candles. You're selling them as packages, the two-ball, the three-ball, and the foursome. So, you know, what kind of response have we had in the marketplace so far?
Well, you want to talk about that? I'll pick that up. We've had a great response. It's been fun. We went down to a local retailer here, which is called Golfdom at Tyson's Corner, and they're our first retailer. We just done a couple of shows for shopping shows, I guess you call them.
Right.
And we sold out of four different scents, which we were not anticipating. So that went really well. And we just actually done a kind of cool joint venture. One of the folks we work with at McDuff is Seamus Golf, who you may know. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing a joint venture with them. They're using their beautiful wax cans material and wrapping them, and they put it in their private reserve collections. So as you know, when you start a business, you don't know what direction it's going. So we're doing something cool with Seamus, and we're reaching out, and we've got a couple other retailers now locally. And the main driver for us, honestly, is to learn about, for my daughter to learn about business and try and inspire some young girls and young boys to say, listen, if I saw it on Shark Tank, we can go do this. And so far, so good.
So let's put it this way. How old are the kids? I want to know. Yeah, I want to know the entrepreneurship that we've got.
Yeah,
going
what
on
are we dealing with Lily and her brother?
So I am 12 years old. And I'm turning 13 in February.
Nice.
My brother is 10 years old.
Excellent.
Are you nice to him?
Actually, believe it or not, my brother and I have a very good relationship. We love to play games together, and it's not like a fighting every 2 seconds relationship.
Just every 4 or 5 seconds, not every two.
Right, yeah. They make it twice as far as any other sibling. So all right, Lily, your dad probably wouldn't answer this question, but I'm going to ask you, what were those 4 cents that sold out first?
Well, we had Magnolia, and we had Fescue, and Ocean, and I think, Beach.
And Beach. Now, is that beach the wood or beach the sand?
Yeah,
beach the sand.
Okay, I'm more familiar with that one.
Remember that old Seinfeld? It reminds me of the beach.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
That's it.
So, I mean, will you try to get into the PGA show in that inventor's circle? That's Mark and I go down there every year, and that is my favorite place to visit because I love seeing the new products.
Well, it's a little early for us with that, to be honest. I'm at the PGA show. I've been going to the show longer than you guys have been around. So I will be there with other brands that we work with. But we're just quietly biding our time and, you know, quietly showing it to a few folks. And really, the key for us is driving online business as opposed to, venturing into the world of the golf professional.
So, I mean, and anybody can if that's ever been inside a Yankee Candle or a Yankee Candle outlet, Candles are very popular and very expensive and come in a lot of different scents and sizes and things like that. You guys, for something that is essentially custom-made, handmade at this point, made in the USA, I mean, at $20, I think it's a bargain as far as candles go, especially boutique candles. Did you look at the marketplace and see what sort of what it might bear in terms of cost?
Yes, we definitely did, and we thought that a lot of the candles were, like, more expensive. So these are, in my opinion, more affordable for families.
Nice. That's what I mean. Hey, that's what you're thinking. It's perfect. I love it. I love the entrepreneurship. I love the kids getting involved and dad providing the guidance. I love it. So is there anything else on the horizon that we should know about?
Well, you know, we're always looking at new scents. I mean, we have literally candles arriving every week from our guys and trying different things. And so we'll see. There's certainly room, and so, as you'd expect, with some sell better than others. Like we can't keep Magnolia in. It keeps going. You know, it's a very straightforward, normal scent. We struggle with some of the others where people have to know what dirt is. We have to say it's patchouli, and then even people don't know what patchouli is. So that's okay. But we're going to come up with different scents and, you know, keep on adding to the collection, I think.
Well, I mean, we wish you well, and I'll encourage our listeners to go out to linkscandles.com. You've got all the single flavors or single scents for, yeah, don't eat them. They might be that delicious, but don't eat them. For $20 a piece, then there's a two-ball collection for $38, a three-ball for $57, and a foursome package for $76. As a gift for the holidays, it sounds to me like it's a great idea.
Thank you so much.
Well, we hope so, and we really appreciate being on the show with you guys.
All right, well, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.